Head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, now with us outside the Beaver bench. Jim, I was just saying, you know, if this were a football game and you're keeping track of time of possession, you probably win. You had the puck on your stick probably two-thirds of the night tonight, but doesn't much matter when you're in the penalty box. You got to kill off a 5-on-3.
Yeah, is that that Corsi they talk about all the time? No, you're right. You're right, Schulte. That was the time of the game. It was tough because again we tie it, and then can't fault the group. They're playing hard, and sometimes those things are going to happen.
You guys dominated the first 9 minutes of the game. They ice the puck and they take a timeout. And with the old rule, who knows if they would have taken the timeout that early? But it certainly seemed to settle them down, didn't it?
Yeah. You know. Obviously a good move on his part. I'm sure he just saw the way the game was going, but I thought it was a good first period. They only had, up until their goal, they had no chances, and then they got that one, and then it just seemed to be the way things are going for us. Their puck luck, the puck bounces just right for them, and then they got a break there at the end of the period with Murphy. I think those are the only chances that they had. But we didn't exactly get a lot of shots. We might have had the puck, but we only generated 6 shots ourselves.
It's kind of alarming to me that, you did have the puck that much more than they did, but yet they won two-thirds of the faceoffs here tonight. What do you like about your team of, okay, you lost the faceoff, let's go get it back?
Well, I just like the way we played today, just in terms of our puck pressure, being on our toes. Again, we lose Jack Cassa, end of the second, she's out the third. That's now 3 of our top 6 forwards out of the lineup, and you know what I said? We just got to find a way. Good teams find a way. It's the third period in our barn, and we came out and we did just that. We got a puck to Haley, and she snaps one in, and just you're really proud of the way we dug down and gave ourselves a chance. It was no easy ice out there. It was one of those games. I think both teams played really, really hard, and it was a hard fought tie. But again, I'm really proud of our effort.
Can you just talk about the game of Haley Mack? And she scored in 2 vastly different ways here. The first one was just sheer grit and hard work and getting to a loose puck. And the second one, a beautiful shot.
Well, that's Haley. She's a goal scorer, and I've seen it for a long time. And, the puck, she was in the right spot to get that first one. And, Reese saw her on the second one. We saw her flying down the wall. And again, I don't know how much room she had. You had a better view of that.
But, not a ton.
she's a sniper, so that was certainly rewarding and really lifted the bench when that went in.
You played with her dad. Who's got the better shot?
Yeah, Macker. He was younger than I am. I didn't play with him, but I certainly watched him and watched him when he was coaching. He could rifle the biscuit pretty good.
You guys are the last WCHA team to play a league game. Next week's important, knowing you've had so many home games too. You're going to be on the road a bunch. Next week's an important one, isn't it?
Well, they all are. Obviously the WCHA hierarchy really likes us. We get Duluth, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Minnesota, 4 back to back to back to back, all ranked in the top 10. But they're all big. That's what we talked about right now. Now points are on the line. We know Duluth's an outstanding team, and it's a good rivalry, and we're looking forward to hosting them.
Good luck next week.
Thanks, Schultz.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show today.